1, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh. 12 minutes now after 10 o'clock, and Eddie Wilson is here, and it's year number 3 for Summer Dreamers Academy, and Pittsburgh truly is leading the nation in stemming summer learning loss, and also providing a first-class, premium-quality summer camp experience for thousands of kids. And it's got to make you feel like more than $1 million, maybe $1 million promise dollars.
Absolutely, $1 million promise dollars that I could spend at the Promise Store.
Yes.
Yes.
For the uninitiated, Promise Dollars are one of the awards that you receive when you're a good camper.
Exactly. So, I mean, you said it all, Larry. We have a premier summer camp that we offer free to Pittsburgh Public School students, and we're really excited to be in our third year. We've had a lot of success. Our outside evaluation from our first 2 years just got published, and we showed 4 times the gains in reading for Summer Dreamers campers than non-campers. And it's just a really, really excellent, an excellent opportunity for our kids. I'm really blessed to be a part of it, and we're very happy to be able to offer it to kids in PPS.
What was the genesis for it? Do you remember how it came about?
I do. Actually, it's a great story. Dr. Lane, when she was our deputy superintendent, went to a National Summer Learning Association conference, and that was the first time that she heard the research that shows that 2/3 of the achievement gap between our kids from high-income communities and families and kids from low-income community families is caused by summer learning loss. The average child that grows up in a wealthy community, wealthy family, either stays flat or grows a little bit in their reading gains throughout the summer. But the average child in a low-income community, which accounts for 80% or so of our PPS kids, they actually lose about 2 months worth of reading over the summer. And over time, that accounts for a pretty substantial, about 2 years worth of growth that our kids typically lose by ninth grade. And we said, well, that's not right. Our kids deserve to do great things in the summer, and they deserve to make those indirect connections to their learning so that they don't have that learning loss.
Well, that's exciting, because if you correct that effect, the only thing worse than that effect is the magnification that occurs, because, you sort of, let's say you gain, 10% knowledge every year. Well, if you inhibit it or limit it, you're magnifying less and less and less. So by the time you graduate from school, if you're able to graduate, you end up having absorbed less because of that. So it really adds a lot of clarity to me. If you can correct that disparity up front, not only are you stemming learning loss, but you're dealing with the problem of less to grow on as you get older.
That's exactly right. I mean, in Pittsburgh, as you know, we're so fortunate to have so many great initiatives for our kids during school and then after school with the Pittsburgh Promise, with our Empowering Effective Teachers work. We're doing so much September to June and then post-graduation to make sure that our kids don't have the obstacles that other kids in urban environments have. And Summer Dreamers is just infused into all of that to make sure that our kids don't fall back during the summer and negate the great gains that they make during the year. We're really, really proud to be a part.
That's Eddie Wilson from Pittsburgh Public Schools, Director of Operations and Student Support Services, DOSSS.
It's a long title. I'm the DOO of SSS in PPS.
Let's turn things over to Cheryl Capizzuti, and then you're going to meet some kids in a minute along with an intern. Cheryl, tell us a little bit about the program you are running, which is called Imagination Exploration.
Right. I'm working as an artist in residence in Summer Dreamers this summer for Pittsburgh Center for the Arts, Pittsburgh Filmmakers, and it's through their school and community programs. And I go in as a working artist and collaborate with kids all summer long making art. And we're in Imagination Exploration. We're actually doing a big installation. And my friends Jordan and Cameron, who are here with me today, I'll tell you a little bit about that project. But for me, it's just so much fun to collaborate with kids, to come in and work through the Pittsburgh Center for the Arts to make our communities more exciting, more inviting, and to get kids involved in the process of art making.
It's got to be terrific for you. Cheryl, where did you grow up? I should know this.
I grew up north of the city, actually in Hampton Township, but I live on the north side now.
Yeah. When did you move to the north side?
About 8 years ago.
Oh, gosh. Cheryl and I haven't caught up in a long, long, long time.
Like
I didn't,
maybe a decade.
You need to come here more often and visit us.
Yeah, I'm a couple minutes away. I'd come any morning.
I used to collect all my dryer lint for Cheryl. We go back a long way.
Eddie might not know about that.
Oh, yeah, Eddie.
I don't know about the dryer lint. I'm not sure how engaging that'd be for campers, but I'm sure if Cheryl's doing it, it's great.
It actually was a very good thing. And Cheryl had a project called the Lint Project where she was making things out of lint.
Yeah, I still get lint in the mail from around the country about once a week.
That's great.
Yeah. Do you really?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Well,
Cheryl can make anything engaging. I was telling her before the show began, I was in Imagination Exploration yesterday, and we had grown teachers that came in, and they were not a part of the class saying, I want to do this. I want to make the things that the kids are making.
Right.
And they had been working on these houses that the kids are building, and they wanted to finish their houses. And it's really cool to see something so engaging that people from kindergarten to 70, 80 years old all want to be a part of.
Right. I mean, there's some teachers in there that have said, you know, whenever this class is over, I want to take another art class. You know, and that's sort of the magic. What you hope is the magic of any kind of art process and Summer Dreamers, that it inspires people, anyone, you know.
Well, that's great. Well, let's meet the two Summer Dreamers we have here, and we have an intern here too. As Cameron's pointing to Jordan, and Jordan's pointing to Cameron, it's you guys have at least learned coordination and teamwork, and also buck passing, apparently. Promise buck passing, perhaps. But let's start with you, Jordan. Just tell me a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
I'm from Carrick.
And what grade in school are you going into in the fall?
I'm going to 8th.
Not time for Carrick High School yet. So where are you going to be going to school?
Frick High School.
Frick. Great. And tell me a little bit, have you done Summer Dreamers before? Is this your first year?
No, it's my third year.
Oh, terrific. And what's it like? Well, first of all, what do you think you would be doing during the 5 weeks of Summer Dreamers if it were not available?
Just sleeping at home, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the important things, I think, to give you and others an activity and really a basis, you know, a structure to actually do some stuff. So what made you interested in taking part in Cheryl's camp? You're an experienced Summer Dreamer, so you know you get to make choices. And what have you been up to? I'd be curious some of the things you've done.
Well, we might be done with our town or cardboard cities, which we've been making, and we're on to making clay things like clay people and animals.
How do you make a cardboard city?
You get a rectangular piece of cardboard, and you'd like add on to it like paintings and cylinders that you make, and you'd make it look like a house. And then you'd add a piece of land cardboard, like it looks like grass on the bottom. And then other people that made them, or yourself that made more, you'd stack them together, like pile them on top of each other.
Are they three-dimensional?
Yes.
So you have to fold the cardboard to make it look like a building?
No. You just, like, it. The cardboard box is already made. It's just you need to, if you want, like, a door that opens, you need to cut out.
Oh, I get
like it. Yeah.
Oh, wow. So that, one reason I'm asking is I've always been the kind of person that, have either of you had to take standardized tests where you're shown something that you have to fold up and you have to be told what would it make if you folded up the sheet of paper. Eddie, do you remember those or Cheryl?
I do.
Yeah.
I could never do those. They would like give you, you know, like a box, you know, that, and you'd have to fold it up and you know, what would you get if you folded this up? And I could never do that kind of stuff.
So obviously, Larry, Cheryl, and I are old, but now they just give you a picture of what the 2D would look like, and you have to pick which shape it would make if you folded it
okay.
up.
Okay. Now, Ricky had, my wife there, had idiot savant qualities. That's a good thing, even though it starts with idiot. she was able to do those things brilliantly, and she still can. Hi. I don't think she heard me. But we're talking about your capabilities of folding things into three-dimensional objects. Yeah. So seriously, trying to figure out where the door goes or what would look good on top of something else, or cutting the lawn or the surface to go around the building, that had to be pretty neat to do that. And now you're going to be moving on to clay? That's the next task?
Yeah, we're like, for the clay, we've already made our clay people that that are out like in front of our houses so that it looks like our cardboard city has like people inhabited in it.
Neat. So you'll end up having a full community by the time this is done. That's got to be a lot of fun. What's been the best part of this whole experience, do you think, or one of the best things?
The way that we get to paint our building, like, we had a base coat, which was any color we want, then we'd paint over it anything we want.
Neat. So that gives you a chance. It really sounds like you're getting a lot of different types of skills as you're doing this, plus planning, trying to figure out what it's going to look like. Is there going to be a chance for other people to look at what you've done?
Yeah. Miss Cheryl is going to put them around, like, our camp, and so people can walk around and look at it. And outside of our room that we go in, there was, I think, the sixth graders made on cardboard paintings, and they'd put it together like a puzzle, and it would make a giant, beautiful painting.
Neat. That sounds really great. I should ask, while you're on the radio, do you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
No.
Are you sure?
No.
How old are you?
13.
Yeah, that would be the typical answer. Well, that's okay. I have to ask. It's in the bylaws. That's it for Jordan. let's turn to Cameron. Hey, Cameron, you can use that red microphone there. Cameron, where do you go to school?
South Hills.
South Hills. And how old are you?
I'm 13.
And tell me a little bit about your experiences. It's a little harder when you go second, but are there some other aspects of camp that you might like to mention that you didn't hear Jordan cover?
Well, imagination exploration is the only thing I really like at that camp.
Mm-hmm. So there is, it's a good, well, actually, you're raising a good point, is one thing I forget about, because we are an activity provider too, is you do have traditional, sort of spiced up a little bit, but you've got some reading and math and some other things happening too, which is another way that summer learning loss is stemmed. But is it fair to say that you might be finding it difficult to attend that were it not for the fact that you've got the activity happening also? It's kind of a way to at least combine the two things, I think.
Yeah.
You know, that's a way, I think, that adds to it and keeps you going. Have you thought about what you might like to be when you get older?
Well...
Cheryl's coaching you all the way here.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Well, not really.
No. Any thoughts? I mean, what about you? Have you thought about any career opportunities at all, Jordan, what you may want to do?
I might want to be a doctor because I like helping people. And if not, I'm like, it's like a backup because I want to try to be an NFL player.
It's good to have a backup for those types of things. So, Cameron, have you liked art in the past, or are you learning? So what kind of art do you like to make? I mean, you've got opportunities here in camp, but what are you doing otherwise do you particularly enjoy?
Oh, I like to paint and draw and stuff like that.
Cool. That's something I also have always struggled with. I've never been able to do very well at those things. What kind of subjects and materials do you like to work with?
Paint,
just watercolor, acrylic?
Acrylic.
Acrylic, okay. And what do you like to paint? Don't say pictures. Is there a particular subject or something you really enjoy?
I like to paint, you know, like random pictures.
You've enjoyed painting your house?
Yeah, well, I like painting my house.
That's got to be neat. When you paint those, are you coming up with, like, pretty detailed themes for the colors and stuff?
Well, the side of my house was detailed, and the front, I didn't detail it so much.
Neat. I mean, I could see painting, like, bricks or painting windows, different colors and stuff. That's got to be a lot of fun. Do you want to say hi to anybody, or are you of the same opinion as
same opinion
that there's nobody to say hi to?
South Hills, come on.
All of South Hills.
Yeah. There we go. You guys could give a shout out to your friends in the class.
There you go.
No.
No.
I will, because they might be listening. Tamaja, Janika, Mandel, Lamont, Tyler, and Sakaya are our friends in Imagination Exploration, and I know they all wanted to come today, and they couldn't all be here, so they might like to hear their names on the radio if they're listening.
Well, there you did. You heard your names on the radio, and it's nice of you to come. Now, sitting over here also is Ann Lewis, who we have not spoken to whatsoever, and Ann, you're an intern with the program, right?
Yes, I am.
There you are. Try that again.
I'm interning with Cheryl through the Pittsburgh Center for the Arts, and it's been a really good time.
I'll bet. Tell me about yourself. Are you from Pittsburgh?
I'm from Wexford, and I'm a recent graduate from the College of Worcester in Ohio, and I've been thinking about pursuing a job in the field of art education.
What has surprised you most about Summer Dreamers Academy?
Oh, just like all of the energy of the kids, and just like how the two teachers, the Pittsburgh school teachers that are in the room, they were so excited about the project. Like they made their own houses, and one of the teachers, she stayed until like 6 o'clock one night, just like working on her house. She was so excited.
It's amazing to do that. When did you know you wanted to be an artist?
Oh boy, I've been drawing for like all the time when I was a little kid, and I realized entering college I was thinking, I'm not sure if I want to pursue a career in art, but then there was one semester I didn't take a single art class, and I was like, I miss it so much. I think that's what I want to do.
Well, it's great, and it's wonderful that the kids in Summer Dreamers are exposed to you, relatively recent out of school, right? And also just get a different perspective on all of this. While we have just another minute or two left, I wanted to turn back to Cheryl just to ask. You might know Cheryl from her giant puppets, too, which continue to go on. Anything else you want to mention about what's been happening with Summer Dreamers, and then we'll turn back to Eddie to close our segment.
Sure. We're excited. We've got two more weeks, and we finished our beautiful cardboard city. We're going to be creating flying creatures that are actually a similar process to my puppet making process. We'll be using recycled things to make creatures that fly above our city that I'm excited about. And at the end of the summer, we'll be inviting not just the kids in camp, but parents as well to come and see the results of our efforts, which is an exciting culmination. I'm planning to do kind of like a little art opening for their friends and family. They might not even know that yet, but it's a nice opportunity to showcase the efforts of these amazing young artists that I think are just fantastic.
And where is your camp located, by the way?
Oh, we're at Camp Carmel, which is in the south Hills area.
We have Camp Carmalt, Camp King, and also at UPrep, Camp UPrep, is it, or Camp Malines, which
Camp
I've been there every day this week on another program, Eddie, but you'll be pleased to know that you know already, I'm sure, but there's lots of camp spirit there.
Absolutely.
Talking with a lot of summer dreamers there, and SLB has been at Camp King. Congratulations. How many kids roughly are participating this year?
Thank you, sir. Yeah, we have roughly 1,800 kids every day, which is great. It's, you know, what's heartbreaking is that we actually, because of budget cuts, had to turn away over 2,000 campers this year.
Oh, no.
Which is definitely hurts. You know, our funding for the last 2 years has been through stimulus grant. And so this year we have... we've had to cut back significantly, but we have an amazing foundation community here in Pittsburgh, and we're very, very grateful to the Fund for Excellence and to the Wallace Foundation and the Walmart Foundation for really stepping up and allowing us to continue with our programming. And we're just truly, truly blessed and are excited to see what Cameron and Jordan come up with for the rest of their education. And you know, while we're giving shout outs, definitely Dr. Cox and Miss Gina Reichert at South Hills and South Brook deserve a little bit of a shout out, because they're the ones that really get the campers there and really get the campers excited to come to Summer Dreamers. And just a few other points about Summer Dreamers. Every child gets to spend $20 on selecting their own books out of our book fair, which I'm sure Cameron and Jordan have already done and probably have already combed through their books tremendously, which we know also just giving kids choice and giving kids the ability to choose things that they're excited about, choose literature, choose math games, gets them excited and passionate about learning all around. So whether that's art through which they learn things like rectangles and cylinders and prisms that Jordan mentioned, or whether it's Cameron talking about the base coat of paint and the ability to build his house and to identify the side of his house and really make it special and then keep the front plain, you know, we know that there are so many skills that cross curricula and cross subjects, and we're just really happy to have campers participate in everything that they're doing.
Well, and the idea to be in a safe space and to have something to do and to be with some great caring adults is fundamental to all of this too. Guys, thank you for coming today, both to Cameron and to Jordan and to Ann, Eddie, Cheryl. Anybody else want to mention anything that we may have missed? Yes, go ahead. Be careful. No. I just don't know. I think I can trust Cameron. What's up, Cameron?
Jordan.
Or Jordan. I'm sorry, Jordan. Cameron, Jordan, got it. Now I'm really in for it. Good.
But I really wanted to ask a question to, like, the Summer Dreamers, like, program. Mm-hmm. Who was the person that got us the pirate tickets to see the game?
So the pirate tickets, actually, big shout out to Chaz Kellum over at the
Pirates. Oh, Chaz is a good guy.
We've worked with the Pirates now for the last 3 years. The Pirates are amazing. They donated 4,800 tickets to our campers this year so that every camper that wants to go has 2 free tickets to a game. Every staff member that wants to go can go to a game. We've got 3 separate games. The Pirates are just truly amazing. And as you know, Andrew McCutcheon came out to 2 of our sites last year and signed balls and signed jerseys and gave them out to kids. And this year, unfortunately for us, but very fortunately for Pittsburgh and for the Pirates, he was away hitting some home runs at the All-Star game.
Yeah.
So he wasn't able to come to sites.
Jordan, did you go to a game yet?
No, it's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday, a group game on Tuesday. Fantastic. And I'm glad the Pirates are able to do that. And I'm glad you both came down, all 5 of you for that matter. Thank you, and good luck with the rest of Summer Dreamers. If you go to summerdreamers.org, you can see pictures of our camp, of a design camp being run by Pittsburgh History and Landmarks, and a number of other camps. It's good to follow those links and to see what's going on. Thanks so much, Eddie. Congratulations.
Thank you, Larry. I appreciate it. And if anyone does want to come see some of the artwork that our campers are doing or some of the other activities, we do have culminating activities all the week of August 13th through 17th. If you call the parent hotline at PPS, that's 412-622-7920. They can give you the phone number for individual campsites, and you can find out when those activities are happening.
Thanks, Eddie. 10:37 at the Saturday Light Brigade.